Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:37 and it's Thursday. Right now, go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can download a free screening pass to Mission Impossible Fallout. It's opening in theaters everywhere Friday, July 27th. And while they last, we have free passes for you.
It looks so good. It looks so good. And they keep showing in the ad the shot that Tom Cruise broke his leg doing.
Right.
That totally
slamming
delayed
into the
production by 6 months because
right.
he broke his leg. It's awesome.
Yeah, it looks painful.
Mm-hmm.
The screening is going to be on July 23rd. So, yeah, as Sarah said, go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's a special code word you got to use.
Oh.
And then hopefully you'll get the tickets.
Yeah, only while they last. So there's not, you know, a zillion copies of them. Mm-hmm. But try and download yours and you can check it out on us. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Broke my leg.
by the way, didn't Tom Cruise just showed up at like the premiere mm-hmm. of Mission Impossible 5?
I don't know
5?
Where that was. Was it in
I thought
Europe?
It said Tokyo. But,
okay.
His fly was down.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It happens.
It does. It's true. When it happens to Tom Cruise, the world knows about it.
So...
You're a jerk.
You see the white. Is that his...
I think it's his shirt
his
coming
shirt,
out.
Yeah. Out of his pants.
It's just kind of popping out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you see his willy or anything.
Oh.
I know, total bummer.
What are you talking about? You know, you guys don't even like looking at those things.
Well, if one's hanging out, we'll take a look. If Tom Cruise's comes out, we'll look at it. Let's have a look at that. Amazon's hiring in multiple locations in San Francisco, Richmond, and Fremont. Get flexible scheduling and weekly pay. Apply now at Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs and Equal Opportunity Employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon on Alice.
Jane, you're playing a game called.
Nobody's a better afternoon hostess than Jane.
Nope. That's for sure.
Enjoy her. Here's what's happening.
Feel the same.
I'm going to begin with a story about relationships.
All right.
I
love those.
I have a question for you, Sarah.
Hooman, put your hat on.
All right.
So I know you're happily married many years now and all, but let me just say, so you and I are going out.
Yeah.
When can I start farting? Right in front of you.
Pretty soon. Oh. I'm fine with that.
Really?
I mean, are they really bad? Like, are you going to kill me with them? Or
no.
Is it just, like, do they sound like that?
No, not at all.
You can start pretty soon. I think as soon as we start sitting on the couch watching a little Netflix, you can fart.
All right.
I mean, you know, maybe a month.
A month?
Yeah, give it a month.
Most people say the answer is about 9 months.
Oh. Wow.
Male and female.
Well, I'm going to want a front in front of you, so the sooner you do it, the sooner I can do it.
My preference would be if you'd go to the restroom and do that.
Oh, really?
If
I could get
mind.
Up every time
if
I need to fart?
If you don't mind. I mean, how many times?
Thousands.
Thousands of get ups?
I'll never sit down. I'll only be halfway back across the living room. I'll be like, oh, I got to go back to the bathroom.
You can't possibly be that gassy. I don't believe it.
I'm pretty gassy. I think you've heard my stomach.
I know. Imagine what's really going on.
Many
Ben.
Times. My goodness. Is that what it is? Do you just really need to fart?
Oh, no. You know, I don't really need to fart here. I really don't. I mean, do you guys fart much here?
None.
I don't really fart here. Oh, man.
What?
Nothing.
Say it. I know what you're going to say.
No,
say it.
You don't know what I'm going to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I do.
Yesterday, I'm at Joanne's fabric store.
I thought you were going to say someone's name.
No,
who
no.
Who used to be in
there,
the studio.
There was a person in this studio yeah. that was a room clearer, and we couldn't leave. Like, what is this room? 12 by 17?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was... Whew.
So you're at Joanne's.
Oh, so anyway, I'm at Joanne's. John and I are standing there by the.
Oh, you dragged John.
John has a good eye for stuff, and I was
the
looking.
Poor guy.
I was looking for. I'm making something for a friend, and I was looking for. You know, I know her colors. I know her aesthetic, and so I was. You know, I was like, oh, and he does too. So
is this like, because his chores now in the backyard are done, so he's free to?
Well, actually, I got home yesterday, and I was going to pour myself a bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, don't you have to go to Joanne's today? I'm like, yeah, I do. And he goes, well, why don't we just go up to Michael's? Because Wednesday's bacon day. So we did that.
I can't reach my bell. Hold on.
Michael Sourdough, everybody. Yole!
Anyway, so you go to get a sandwich.
We go get a sandwich, and then we stop at Joanne's. Right. And so he's in there with me, and he's helping me pick out some fabric. And we're alone. You know, there's no one there. And this always happens. I let one slip, not like that he would hear or anything, but it was, I was like, oh God, that one's a stinky. Immediately, two people come around and they're standing. I'm just like, oh my God, of course. So I looked at John, I'm like, oh.
wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I mean, nobody said anything about it, of course, but it was
what are they gonna say?
Pretty obvious. Yeah. Someone let something fly.
That's Sarah from Alice.
Oh,
man,
no.
She smells like caca.
It's always the way, though, when you think you're alone and you let one go, and then someone immediately comes over and stands next to you.
Of course.
Ugh.
This survey looked at a bunch of weird relationship milestones. Most people say you can openly fart while, you know, coupled up.
Yes.
After about
Boot
9
up.
Months.
All right. That seems like a long time.
Yuzi, you and I are together. How long into our relationship?
Never.
Can I
Never.
Kiss you in the morning without having brushed my teeth?
Is it open mouth? You can.
I'm going to say yes. It's open mouth.
Oh. I'm not really.
There's never
like
going to be a time when that will happen.
Like, I really, I don't even want you breathing around.
No, I don't want to smell your breath, and I don't want you to smell mine. We stink. Let's go brush our teeth if we want to make out.
According to this, you can kiss the other person when you have morning breath. For men, it's at the 5-month mark. For women, it's at the 8-month mark.
Oh, I
so people are doing
month
it.
Mark.
I'm not saying it's never happened, but I prefer that it doesn't happen.
Right. Yuck. I don't want to talk to you in bed. I want to. And listen, I'm blatant about it. I'll pull the covers right up over my face. Like, oh God, you're killing me.
What about crying in front of you? When can that start?
Well, that can start whenever you have something to cry over.
11 months for men, 5 months for women.
Wait, 11 months men say you can't cry for 11 months or?
Being okay with crying in front of your partner, men say it's at the 11 month mark.
Guys should never cry in front of their partners. Girls, though, can cry anytime they want.
Right. Aww. Well, for women, it's the 5-month mark.
Yeah. Oh, he's got the ugly crying face. You mother right. I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my baby.
Yeah, dude, I want to break up. You know what, though? What if we go see a cry movie? What if we go see it? I mean, you go
anything
on a lot of...
Anything by Pixar will make someone cry.
Right. So why? I don't understand. I think if you've got something to cry over, then go ahead and cry.
Listen to this. Finally, my kid cried while we were watching Up, like the last time we watched it. And I was like, oh, thank God.
She's not dead inside.
It she got it, finally. Aww. And I was watching her, and it was the three of us watching it. And the missus goes, oh, honey, you're crying. And I looked over like, oh, thank God. Thank God. And I'm crying, too, at the moment as well. But I just thought, it's so weird how many times we've watched these shows that have so much heart, and my kids just blank just watching it.
Well, it just didn't
what
register
did
with her yet.
She didn't
did she
really get
it?
Into it, and we didn't want to ruin it. Yeah. We just left it alone. But it's clear she's starting to get things more, which is neat. So,
well, she's starting to have empathy. It's fine. She's just, she's almost 5. 7's the age of reason.
How long into a relationship can you stop working out?
Oh, well, I didn't know you were going to stop working out.
I'm going to let it all go.
I thought that was just my job.
1 year and 2 months for men, 1 year and 8 months for women is when they say, we're a couple now. We both ordered dessert every time we go out to eat, and we both have stopped working out. Let's quit kidding ourselves.
That's why I wanted to get booed up. So I could. So I could let it go.
Being young is an excuse for being stupid sometimes.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't know yet.
Yep.
You don't know. You don't even know what you don't know.
Right.
It's only when you post something online and have the whole world mocks you that you can say, oh,
I'm dumb.
I'm really clueless.
I just figured that out.
Hmm. On Sunday, a website published a money diary from a 21-year-old marketing intern. The headline read, quote, "A week in New York City on $25 an hour."
Oh.
Now,
they thought they weren't making enough money at $25 an hour.
Well, they're not. I mean, anyone who lives in any big city, San Francisco as well, you find out real fast. You thought you'd be rich, but you are poor.
So, but was she like squandering it on? Could she have done better?
Well, here's the story.
21-year-old, $25 an hour.
New York is outrageously expensive. Seems like it would be hard to do it on $25 an hour, they say here, or $7.50 a week is what that comes out to. As you get deeper into the article, the woman's breakdown of her costs, it becomes clear she's not getting by on that much. She's fully funded by her parents.
Oh.
Her cost for rent is $2,100, which her parents pay. Her student loans are zero because her parents paid for college.
Mm.
Her health insurance is zero because she's on her parents' plan.
Oh, just 5 more years on
her phone is zero because she's on her parents' plan. Her Netflix, Spotify, and Amazon are zero because she's on her parents' plans. So what does she pay for? Well, they say her monthly tanning and waxing, her gym membership, her movie pass, and restaurants. That's what she actually pays for. And then it says here that she's also supplemented by her parents with a $1,100 a month allowance.
Oh, my God.
So this was...
So she's saving a ton of money then.
This was taken and went viral.
Yeah.
You're a bitch, girl, and you've gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money.
$1,100 a month.
Rely on the old man's money.
He pays your rent too.
Just one of those cold splashes of water that.
Damn.
There she was, not knowing, and there's the world to tell her. You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't say stuff.
You are fully subsidized.
Right.
Damn. That's the best scene in Girls.
The very first scene. Yes. Actually, it hooked me. That scene was like, oh my God.
She's like 25 or 26, right?
Right. And in a restaurant, and her parents are cutting her loose.
Yep, cutting her off. She's all, what?
Right.
I'm trying to be a writer. I'm going to have to get a job.
Right.
Yeah, we want to retire.
And
we
spend our own money on our stuff. Right.
Get your clothes and get out.
It's a great scene.
It is a great scene. It sets the whole tone for the whole series.
Except then the series takes a lot of sidetracks and becomes unwatchable, but whatever.
Mm. First few seasons, though, absolutely great.
I agree. A 31-year-old guy named Daniel Webb Jackson recently got busted. He's in trouble. It's unfortunate. Or is it? He recently broke into a stable in Eastern Australia and slept with one of the female horses.
So it's for the best that he's
the staff there had thought someone had broken in before, so they installed security cameras, and sure enough,
oh God,
it was Daniel Webb Jackson having an affair with one of the horses in their stable. They caught him the next time he broke in, and they called the cops. The weird part is Daniel was just in court on animal cruelty charges, and he said, I'm not guilty. He doesn't deny sleeping with the horse, and the camera.
But he's saying not cruelty.
Right.
He's going to say that horse wanted it.
That horse used to bat its eyes at me.
Yeah.
Trot alongside
it was consensual.
Yeah.
He claimed the horse asked for it and gave him consent.
My God.
He said it sniffed his man area and winked at him.
He really said that?
He took that as a come on. The judge sentenced him to 10 months in prison, so. It looks like the judge wasn't going for the...
Did he, like, stand on a bale? I mean, horses are pretty tall, you know? It's not like you could stand behind one.
Do we really need to go into the math?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, if it was consensual or not. Like, couldn't the horse just swing its butt away? I'm just kidding. The horse wants
consensual
what it wants.
Sex with anybody.
That's for sure.
Someone was paying that lawyer to say that.
Mm-hmm. Who was that?
That was Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Did not have consensual sex with anyone.
Right. What he meant to say was he didn't have sex.
Right after he was in trouble for having sex with an underage prostitute.
Mm. Well, you know, you can't win them all. Words, they're so difficult.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 yells, the police!
Oh.
The police could have easily made that list as well. The classic rock
list. Oh, I was like, are the police coming?
707 says, Tom Petty!
I know.
Yeah.
No, there's a zillion bands that weren't on the list that... There's 10 I would have thrown off of there. Or picked a different album from.
915 writes, Vinny, my earliest memory actually came to me in a vivid dream when I was a teenager.
Oh.
I dreamt I was a toddler and was given a quick ride on my uncle's old motorcycle. I told my mom about it, describing it excitedly and in as much detail as I could, and then she told me it was actually a memory that I was describing. Everything that I had described actually happened, and I just, as I was reading that, I went, oh, that's 70s parenting. Nobody's putting a toddler on a motorcycle today.
No.
Anyway, I mean, the neighbors would call the SWAT team out if they saw you driving a toddler around on a motorcycle.
Oh, that's funny.
Everything I described actually happened, but what surprised her most was that nobody ever told me about it happening prior to me bringing it up.
Hmm.
All right.
Well, looks like I don't know why it would come up a million times.
A real memory then.
Yeah.
I buy Claritin D, and I'm only allowed to buy 2 boxes per month because of the meth heads.
Oh. 2 per month?
2 boxes.
How many are in a box? Like, what if you need more than that?
I feel like 2 weeks worth, maybe, in a box.
I don't remember.
I guess it depends on what size of box it is. I feel like there's only a couple weeks in there if you're taking one a day.
I didn't even know allergy medicine was like those. I mean, aren't those like dissolvable, the Claritin? I don't know.
Some of them, or they're pills.
I can't think of the ingredient, but whatever the ingredient is, it's in a lot of different medicines.
Right.
And it's now highly guarded because that's one of the ingredients for meth.
But it's like an antihistamine? Is that the...
Yeah, basically.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm looking at the math that this person is doing. 415 says, I think I could get by on $600 a day in New York City, which is $25 times 24 hours. Yeah, that's. I think she's only working 8 hours.
Well, plus you wouldn't go tanning.
No.
And you wouldn't get to have movie pass.
No.
And you would, like, the things on this person's list is just clueless.
Right. Those are all absolute luxuries.
What are you even talking about?
It's just really hard for me to get by. I can barely afford my tanning and waxing. There is a 10-year anniversary for a big film that it's only coming to 4 IMAX studios at cinemas, and one of them is ours right here.
And oh, good.
And you care deeply about this movie and more after these.
Time to win $1,000 cash. This hour's code word in the 12K a day national contest is
yellow. It was all yellow. YELLOW. Text yellow to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. All right, man. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. This hour's code word is yellow. Okay, Hooman, listen up. The Dark Knight.
Yes.
10th anniversary.
Mm.
IMAX re-release.
That's right. The big deal.
Los Angeles, New York, and Toronto.
Mm.
And right here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's a 1-week engagement starting Friday, August 24th. So if you missed it in IMAX, Now's your chance.
I'll tell you the hot thing right now that's happening.
What's the hot thing?
The hot thing is the San Francisco Symphony is doing Star Wars, the original trilogy, with a live orchestra. It kicked off last night and it's going to August 3rd.
That's the hot thing.
Right now, in terms of film in the Bay Area, that, the Sausalito Film Festival. I mean, listen, the IMAX, Dark Knight, that's cool and everything.
Are you going to go to it?
The Star Wars one? Hell
no,
yeah.
The Dark Knight re-release.
No.
Oh, you won't?
No.
How many times have you seen that movie?
15.
Oh, my God. So yeah. No need to see it in IMAX. You might have seen it in IMAX the first time out, right?
Yeah, I did see it in IMAX the first time. It's good. I mean, it's a good movie. I don't, like, think about it very often. I think about Star Wars all the time, you know?
So you've already seen the first of the trilogy? Or is it just about to start with the symphony?
It kicked off last night. All my friends were there. They were, like, doing Instagram stories from there. I was like, oh, man. Because, you know, right when the logo comes up, bump, 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 with a live orchestra with the San Francisco Symphony. I'm like, oh, man,
oh,
that looks
my God.
So cool.
The symphony and Star Wars. Holy crap. Oh.
So.
Well, anyway, I don't know if people are, you know, wish that they had seen it in IMAX back in the day.
The Batman.
Yes, the Dark Knight. The one with Heath Ledger. Right? That's the one with the with the Joker. So anyway, that's coming up. What did I say the date was? August 24th. 1 week, limited engagement. Get your tickets now. I'm sure that'll sell out.
I wonder how old that guy... Well, I guess that guy's kid is what? 11? He had a little baby when he died. And it was right after the film came out, wasn't it?
It wasn't too long after.
Because he never even got to celebrate his role or his success. You know, it was a big role for him, a risk, and it ended up being huge, and he wasn't alive to enjoy that, I don't think.
No, he definitely died before, because he got an Academy Award for it, and she went up and accepted it for him. And I don't know how old the kid was, Vin. They had separated already, and I want to... say the kid, maybe Matilda's the kid's name, something like that. I want to say that the kid might have even been over a year.
Okay.
Like it was, so yeah, I mean, I'm guessing you're right, probably 11, maybe even 12 years old. Huh. I've never seen that kid since. You know what? Speaking of Heath Ledger, there was a story this morning about how difficult it was to make Brokeback Mountain. And not so much that it was difficult when it, you know, once they got it all, it was difficult to cast because they wanted big stars to play the roles of the two gay cowboys, and it was offered to everyone, and nobody wanted to do it.
Oh, who? Can you tell me who turned it down?
Well, I'll start with, you know, Ang Lee famously is the director of it.
Yeah,
Gus Van Sant was supposed to direct it, and he gave up. He couldn't get anybody to be in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Gus says when he was working on it, they were having trouble finding the guys to play two men who fall in love. Nobody wanted to do it, he said. I felt like we really needed a strong cast, like a famous cast. That wasn't working out. I asked Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Ryan Phillippe, Mark Wahlberg, Joaquin Phoenix. They all said no to it.
And are they saying this because they feel like it was going to hurt their image, or because they feel like they couldn't do the physical sex scenes?
It doesn't really go into why
they make out, right?
Do a lot. There's plenty of scenes. There's a scene. There's a.
And
I
you
mean,
see it?
Well, you see as
that's
much as you can.
Core
with,
if they,
you
if
see
you
as
see
much
that.
As you can without them actually showing
parts.
Parts. You see plenty of ass, that's for sure. I can't remember if there's any wiener in it.
I don't remember any room.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but there's certainly, you know, there's actually some sex scenes with Heath and his wife in the movie, Michelle Williams.
I think, so this is what I'm thinking. I don't know how long ago that was. I could see if
that,
there's...
That was 2005.
Oh.
Was there still... possibly a stigma they're worried about for their career? Like
sure.
They,
oh, I'm sure.
Even today, I would say.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, that actors, that's the job. I'd do it.
They both got Oscar nominations for it.
Yeah,
they
did.
Well, I was looking at amazing all the awards. Academy Award for Best Director, Best Writing Adaptation, blah, 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 blah. There's like 40 awards here
right.
that they could have been involved with.
Well, they didn't, you know, if you know that ahead of time, maybe you
sure.
reconsider it. But
yeah.
they just said, no, I'm not doing it. Nobody wanted to do it. They all said no.
Must be more, though. Like, what year did Tom Hanks do Philadelphia? Like, that was a story about having AIDS, right?
Mm-hmm. I want to say that was early 2000s. Was it even before that, possibly?
It was the year after Forrest Gump.
93.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird that that many actors said no. I feel like it couldn't have all been related to just the
possibly
roles.
Maybe
they were busy.
Scheduling.
Right.
Well, and I'm sure they all didn't have the same reason. You know, I mean, you have a list of actors that long, this one. And maybe some of them said, I have scheduling problems and didn't want to play a gay role.
Right.
Who knows what, you know. But, they had a really hard time getting it made. Not only did Gus Van Sant leave, they actually supposedly once asked Edward Norton to direct it.
Oh.
Like, can you direct this? And then finally Ang Lee took over. So it's, you know, it's just as likely they passed for, you know, other reasons than I don't want to play a gay cowboy. And in the end, as you said, it won every freaking award available that year. God bless you.
Thank you.
Jimmy G.
Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Garoppolo.
I always say Garoppolo, too, but it's right in front of me. Jimmy Garoppolo is our new quarterback.
He is.
And I guess, you know.
Sports a package.
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, you saw a picture of him with some pants on where it looked like there's like a whole nother arm down there.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, it's so hard to figure you girls out. I don't understand.
What
down
do you
there.
Mean?
Well, you like it, you don't like it, you want to see the thing, you don't want to see the thing. Who knows? I can't keep up.
We just don't want multiple shots of it sent to us. No thanks. write down some stuff you want to do.
With that thing.
Yeah. Tell me how you're going to use it. I don't want to just see it. Yeah.
It's hard to text with one hand.
Use the talk text. Just say it out loud.
God knows what that'll end up looking like, huh?
Siri, can you spell aw? How do you spell that?
A-R-R-R-R-G-H.
All right.
49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo went on a date on Wednesday night with one of the biggest porn stars in the world.
Ooh. Get out of here.
26-year-old Jimmy G and Kiara Mia.
I don't...
Hit up a restaurant called Avra in Beverly Hills. They walked in arm, toasted with one. Let me give you a shot of her.
Do you know this girl's work?
I don't. I
What's
don't
her last
know.
Name?
Mia Kiara, K-I-A-R-A, M-I-A.
She's pretty.
Kiara Mia.
And she's a porn star.
She's a parent. I have a list of her credits right here. At the end of the date, so they sat down together. They toasted with wine. They chatted. They were having a great time, walked in arm. At the end of the date, they walked to a waiting car together. Jimmy had a big smile on his face. I wonder why. So someone, of course, went immediately to her Instagram account. I've got some pictures from that. She starred in a Keeping Up with the Kardashians porn spoof in 2015. Cougars Gone Wild 2, Bra Busters 4. She's been nominated for a bunch of AVN awards over
She's
the years.
She's a full-on porn star.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
not...
Including MILF Performer of the Year in 2015. Mm. Here's a couple more
she
shots
looks
of her.
She's only 41. What, he's 26?
Mm-hmm.
But she looks kind of beat.
Well, you know, she's a porn star.
Yeah.
It's not an easy business. Kinda,
right.
Their soul's
rough
gone.
Life.
So,
yeah.
you know.
Rough.
Their souls.
Here's another. She looks pretty hot in the one I just gave you. There's another one. She's booming. There's no question about it. Booming!
She does have a...
yeah.
Kim Kardashian look going.
Oh,
yeah, that's her.
She is working hard in that one.
She's not faking it.
No, she's not.
I mean, not that part.
Oh, gross.
Oh, wow.
What do you mean? What was gross?
She just
did something super gross.
I missed it. I looked away.
Back it up a little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, right there.
Oh, that's not gross.
Super gross.
No way.
That's technique. That's advanced technique.
I'm black.
What's wrong with you?
Yuck.
That's pretty. That's
it's funny how well the song goes with the video.
It does. She's actually right in the beat. Oh, man. She has some wiggle
she's
going on.
She's doing it exactly how you want it done.
Work it, girl.
Does Jimmy G have a girlfriend?
She's going to throw her back out to him.
Not anymore.
Nah, he's single.
All right.
Yeah. Didn't he have a girlfriend?
Well, maybe she's his new girlfriend. I don't know. Anyway, Kiara, Mia, and our own Jimmy G.
Is this going to affect his quarterbacking?
No.
You never know.
It's not time to show up for work yet. Let the boy have his fun.
When does training start? I know the August. Preseason. Preseason's August, though. I would assume that they're already working out.
Yeah.
Playing some scrimmages.
Well, they have. I don't know the details, and I'm sure some people do. And we even have, I hear, a sports station somewhere in this building.
They probably
check if you want to.
Probably well aware.
They would know.
Let's call them.
Oh, you want to hear something weird?
Yes.
Okay, so
I love weird things.
Forget about that. What I was just going to say. So the Raiders are moving to Vegas.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many years ago this was, but Brent Musburger.
Right.
Is a broadcaster and has been forever. I don't know how old that dude is, but my guess is he's in his 70s.
Yeah, I would say.
So he left broadcasting, retired from it, I guess, mm-hmm. to go start some betting thing in Vegas.
Oh, my.
As he apparently saw betting going legal in the sports world before
anybody else did.
So he's got this Vegas betting thing going, and now the Raiders are moving to Vegas, and he just landed the job as the voice of the Raiders.
Yep. Oh.
He signed a 3-year deal, I believe, to do their
that's
radio.
That's not a conflict thing. That's interesting.
It's not, because I guess he's... It is! That's the worry that everybody has about any sports team being in Vegas, is that there will be conflicts,
right.
But... the truth is, betting has always been part of sports, and if they just manage it correctly, then... Right.
Then they get their piece of it.
Right.
Mm.
But so
that, money to be made.
He's 79, and...
Oh, my God. Is that a 3-year deal?
Yeah, Vegas Stats and Information Network is what that is.
Oh.
VSN.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
I wonder if that's the loophole. We're just a stats and information network.
Well, there's a loophole going on for sure.
Well, there has to be.
Right.
I would think that being in broadcasting, you know, you would think that this person might be skewed one way or another toward whatever team. And
so the dude that was working it, is it Greg Papa? Got let go.
Oh.
Because I guess, let's see, who's the owner now? Mark Davis.
Uh-huh.
I guess he was tight with Al, and famously him and Mark
didn't get along.
Each other.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so the new move allowed him to clean house.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was going to say that the NFL has contracts in place to allow them to practice less. So while there was a time when you would practice twice a day for this many months getting ready for the season, they practice with pads on and hit each other, there's a lot less of that going on in the offseason than there used to be.
Mm.
They're trying
to protect those guys.
Yeah.
They're huge investments, every single one of them.
Right.
And God forbid they get a concussion in the off season.
Right. So I don't know exactly what their preseason.
But there'll be preseason games in August for sure.
Yeah. Yes. They still have the 4 preseason games. That hasn't been changed yet.
I like watching those games.
You do?
I do. I like watching football.
Well, it's almost back.
It is.
Soon enough. A couple months.
I like food.
Do you know where else you know Brent Musburger from?
Where?
You see that lovely lady there? She does go to Auburn. I want to admit that. But she also, Miss Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend. Okay? Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow. A.J.'s doing some things right down in
Tuscaloosa. So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
He said, whoa.
Whoa. That is a good-looking woman.
Yeah.
Are we done with that? Next up.
Okay.
The Brady Bunch house is in, I think it's in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Studio City, they're saying. Right. It's the house that they used for the outside shots. It's 11222 Dilling Street. And that is the Brady Bunch house that's used in the opening. Of course, everything else about it was on a soundstage. It wasn't like they shot in the interior there. It's a 2,477 square foot house. It's had the same owners for 45 years, but the owners have died and the children are selling. In 2016, burglars reportedly ransacked the house. They're saying that it looks like it's going to get torn down. It's on the market for $1.885 million.
Wow.
I know.
Boy, California real estate, huh?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a higher price because it's an iconic house or if that's really just what the lot's worth. Because they're actually saying this house is dated and a new owner would probably tear it down. Mm. Yeah, I know. The real estate agent is saying, I have already got several buyers interested. They're developers for the lot size. They might tear down, but the listing agent said the family was hoping to get someone to preserve the house. And at $1.85 million, they're saying they don't know if a developer would pay that much. So they're hoping to save it, but it may actually get torn down. So,
I came in like a wreck.
Yep. Miley Cyrus is going to tear that house down. Just quickly, I wanted to mention that the ESPY Awards happened last night. Danica Patrick, who is not a comedian, who is I guess she is a media personality in that the media knows about her and she gets interviewed. She was the hostess. And she,
I don't know why they do it.
Somebody wrote her some jokes and she delivered them. And here's a few of them right now.
Curling team, they also took home gold. And for those unfamiliar, curling is the sport where you are allowed to kneel. It's totally encouraged. That's right. We have to mention the elephant in the room. It's time to talk about the national anthem controversy. I don't know what Virgie was thinking either.
Everyone thinks she's going to mention the actual controversy, and then they reveal a big picture of Fergie, who did that crazy rendition of the national anthem. Hilarious! And everyone in the room is like, yeah, I kneel for that. Anyway, do you have any more?
I have plenty more, but most of it falls kind of flat.
Yeah,
so
that's
if you want to hear it,
you
can.
You know, we all have bad days. Speaking of, Tiger Woods is back. Sort of, I guess. I mean, you know, why do people keep talking about this guy when he isn't winning? Who does he think he is? Me? The Golden State Warriors once again won the NBA Finals. Turns out with just a little grit, determination, and four of the greatest players on the planet, anything is possible. So many big NBA moves this offseason. Kawhi Leonard went to the Raptors. Dwight Howard went to the Wizards, and Ben Simmons went to the Kardashians. But who are we kidding? The biggest off-season pickup was LeBron James. I would ask you if you're excited, but I can tell you are. I mean, who doesn't love LeBron James? He's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And now LeBron is the newest Los Angeles transplant. Los Angeles transplant is also what he Googles when he needs new hair.
Anyway,
I give her props. Yeah,
sure,
she
had
flat,
to do it.
Yeah,
there
for
was
her.
A very powerful moment at the ESPYs last night. I think something like 140 survivors of the Larry Nassar,
the gymnast
doctor, who were abused by him, all joined hands on stage, and they all received the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. Hmm. And standing out in front, Sarah Klein, Tiffany Thomas-Lopez, and gymnastics star Allie Reisman all accepted the award on behalf. And there was an army of women on that stage. I say it was a very moving moment, and they spoke. And so there you go. The ESPY Awards happened. Danica Patrick cut her teeth as a host. She did great. I'm sure she'll get asked to do it again next year. Okay. What's coming up, Ben?
A bad date, a beer a day, and more after the...
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.